Hare Krishna. Well, here we are in Bucharest. We arrived here quite late at night, and myself and Radha Krishna Prabhu, Dhananjaya's, who's here as the head cook. It's our center, although now we've got a rented place, but it's just a room that doesn't have cooking facilities, so we have to be in a place where we can cook, where we can hold relatively good programs. So we're in a nice, comfortable place here, 11th floor. And mantra, so we're having morning program, evening program, and other meetings aside from that. And some other devotees from Romania and other nearby countries have also come. So we're looking forward to a nice weekend. I will go back Monday evening to New Rajadhan. Megwana Sayanot. And we brought along Dhananjaya, who's like a good good world-class cook by Govinda Maharaj's estimation. And so that we can cook the sadam. And I guess that's the theme that I want to talk about. I was just listening to the Prabhupada on a train to Allahabad for the Kumbh Mela, and in 1977. And there's a certain section where he and 95% Rameshwar Prabhu are talking about. Rameshwar wants to know what's Prabhupada's plan for expanding Krishna consciousness globally, or I could say taking over the world, and how to go about doing it, and how to deal with the natural consequences or problems that come along with that. So many many interesting themes and points come up along the way. One of them was about dress, where Prabhupada said, no, it's not compulsory for other people to dress in devotional clothes, but brahmacharis, sannyasis, shaven head, sika, dhoti, tilak, etc. But he said, businessmen, obviously, they're working, but still, the tilak must be there, and Prabhupada also mentioned shaven head. The other point being that there's question or discussion, well, Prabhupada, how is it that we encourage people or get people to follow our lifestyle? There's such a conflict between the way we're living and other people are living, and especially Prabhupada's emphasizing here intoxication, illicit sex. How will people ever give these things up? And Srila Prabhupada's vision of the world is, yes, slaughterhouses, discos, cigarettes, alcohols, all these things have to be ended in a civilized world. These things are not available. And Prabhupada's quite adamant, and he gives the example of a child. He says, just because a child wants to do something, do you let them do anything that they want? And, of course, the answer is no. So Prabhupada's making the point that these things are all childish activities. In fact, not here, but later on somewhere else, when the question comes up, well, what about atheists? Prabhupada says, nonsense, no such thing as atheists. He said, this is also childish, it's ignorance. So just because a child's ignorant doesn't mean you keep them ignorant. Rather, you educate them. And so the devotee said, "What, Prabhupada, but how will that education work?" Well, and Prabhupada said, "Well, just like it worked on you. You got educated, and you gave up illicit sex and intoxication and gambling and meat eating, and you got a higher taste." And then, of course, Prabhupada emphasizes that aside from the intellectual strength that comes in purification from reading Srimad Bhagavatam, then he says, chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam. So this becomes a major theme of this part of the discussion, chanting Hare Krishna, but particularly this idea of taking prasadam. And Prabhupada emphasizes how important it is that people should take prasadam. He talks about inviting all the unemployed. Yes, this question comes up. Prabhupada brings it up. Do you have so many unemployed people? They should come to our farm and we'll engage them. And of course the retort comes back, well, Prabhupada, but that those unemployed people it's just a minority of society. And Prabhupada says they're a minority now, but in due course of time the other people will also all be out of work. So what's our alternative? He says, I'll stop all this nonsense consumer items and manufacturing and so on. Keep things to a minimum and sustain yourself. Live off the farm. Okay, well, how do you bring about, aside from education, how do you bring about this type of change? Because people have to voluntarily want to be educated. And what if they don't get to that stage? Then Prabhupada starts to emphasize prasadam. You have to distribute prasadam. And whether it's a food for life prasadam, it's a Sunday feast program prasadam, it's a restaurant prasadam, it's just whoever you meet, Jare Dekitarikaha Krishna Upadesh, you give people prasadam. Exchange of food is a token, it's an expression of love, it's a very standard social and civilized interaction, and of course prasadam purifies the heart. It purifies people's hearts and gives them that initial push, that initial momentum to really become real devotees. Prasada sarva dukkanam, that people's lives change when they take prasadam. So Srila Prabhupada emphasized this, and then when he asked the question, well, Prabhupada, have you got a plan for taking over the world? The answer is yes. I said, well, what is it? And Prabhupada sort of hesitates, but then said, prasadam, distribute prasadam. So such is the importance of prasadam distribution, and we should keep that in mind. I always try to encourage devotees, wherever they are, always take some prasadam with you give some prasadam to someone else. It can be some kind of packaged little cookie or nuts or something like that. It's very practical. But when we meet people, well, we should always have two things. We should have books and we should have prasadam. When we were coming here, then on the airplane, the stewardess was really interested, so we were able to give her an English chant and be happy. And when we arrived here at this place, the person renting the apartment, he's Hungarian, so I gave him a BTG because I was carrying BTGs. So, unfortunately, we didn't have prasadam, but prasadam and books. So this whole idea, Srila Prabhupada's emphasis on distributing prasadam and ultimately producing food, because these are the realities of life. And all of these other things that we think are such essential things, but ultimately they have nothing to do with keeping us alive. at least keeping it alive in a very basic way, in a simple way. So here we are, Radha Damodar is also eating their breakfast, and that will become prasadam, and that will become also our prasadam. So how to change the world? Massive prasadam distribution. Before Prabhupada went up to this Kumbh Mela, he went into every detail about prasadam. The first devotees wanted to distribute pushpa and rice. Prabhupada said, no, that only a certain class of people will eat. He said, many people won't just eat rice, even if it's fancy rice. So Prabhupada wanted puri, sabjis, and halava. He was asked, so that everyone will eat puri, sabjis, and halava. Half prasadam, big massive prasadam distribution. And people don't want to chant Hare Krishna, they don't want to listen, but feed them. And if you feed them, their spiritual life will start. And as we all know, that this is an aspect of spiritual life that we never get tired of. Prasada sarva dukkhanam. Hare Krishna. Can you see if there's anyone at the door? Maybe that...